Derek Gould joins us now on the Appliance Discounter phone lines. He is in Milwaukee. Cardinals have a day game today. Derek, I don't know if you could hear our discussion that we were having. We were at the beginning of the segment, read the Outsports, contrary to their claims, St. Louis Cardinals have credentialed the website multiple times story. We discussed it at length on Tuesday in your appearance. Did you get a chance to read Outsports' piece yesterday afternoon?
The follow-up, I did not.
Okay.
No, I've heard about it.
Do you think this story is going to go anywhere, or do you think that this will be the end of it?
Oh, I doubt it'll be the end of it. I mean, does anything ever end anymore? I mean, I'm not sure it should be the end of it. It should be an ongoing conversation, right? I mean, you know, what policy are they going to have? What policy are they going to stick with? What are they going to have for Pride Night? Will they have people who want to come and just cover that event, and will that be allowed? I mean, it just isn't going to end. They're going to continue to have Christian Family Day every year, so we're going to continue to have this every year. We'll continue to have questions as to why they have one of those days and not a litany of other days.
How many organizations, websites, bloggers, media outlets you think are turned down for credentials by the Cardinals? Is it a big number?
I have no clue. I don't know how many even try, Doug, to be honest, because most don't. You know, I think we talked about this on Tuesday that, you know, one of the things that we did with the BBWA was sort of codify our membership policy and turn them inward, turn them to the local chapters to see if, see if there was more applications, see if some of the folks who are doing really good baseball writing, but maybe not for a traditional outlet, wanted to be members. And, you know, there wasn't the onrush of interest. There wasn't a lot of applications. I mean, I guess in St. Louis, there wasn't. There was elsewhere. There were some places that did have a gush of applications, but we didn't see that in St. Louis. So I don't know. I don't think there's a lot. I mean, you know, the Cardinals hold a blogger night, every year, and they bring in their fans and they get a Q&A. They used to invite us writers to it. They no longer do, but they get a Q&A with Mo, and he's pretty candid with them, and it's on the record for them, and then they write it up. So I think there's not the I just don't know, but they do things to at least address the blogger's interest if it's there.
What do you think if you take the whole thing? Because some people say, well, they shouldn't. They're just there to stir the pot. Outsports was just there to stir the pot. And then the counter to that is, well, when the Cardinals invited Lance Berkman, a controversial figure because of the political ad in 2015, they opened themselves up to it. Now, my opinion is the Cardinals should have every right as a private business to do what they want to do as far as inviting somebody and then in turn credential and recognize that there could be ramifications from their action by inviting whomever to speak. That's where I am on it. Where are you on it, Derek?
Yeah, I think that's fair. The Cardinals are a private business. They can do whatever they want to sell tickets. They can take whatever stances they want, but they have to understand that they are exactly as you said. They can that they have to then take whatever follows. It's the same stance that I have with when I get a no comment or when I get a dodge or when I get a player who does not talk to me or an executive who does not talk to me. If I go to every length to reach out and say, this is what I'm writing or this is the question I have, and I get no response, then that is their right. That is the freedom of speech is also the freedom not to speak. But there is a ramification for that, because you choose not to speak does not mean I don't still have to explain. And if you choose not to speak, then that opens up the door for me to speculate what the possible answers are, as opposed to actually having your answer. So I think that's how it works. I mean, I think the other way is works too, right? The freedom to speak is also not you are not protected from a response, right? Like, you know, the freedom to speak and to say something out loud does not then also shield you from any response that you might get. So bring in Lance Berkman. If he says something controversial on your field and the whole world turns to you and says, how could you let that happen? You invited him to the ballpark. So you are the stage by which he shouted whatever they have an issue with, and therefore you are part of it. If you give somebody a stage for that, for a remark that is controversial or discriminatory, or you know, we've seen not examples at the ballpark, but you see, you know, if it's hate speech, then the people who offered the stage are also liable. We see that all the time, and I think that's fair.
I want to ask you about Yadier Molina.
Oh, sweet.
Okay.
Doug, I thought you were about to ask a follow-up question.
I didn't mean to interrupt. No.
Go ahead, Ben.
No, go.
I didn't have a follow-up question. I didn't.
Well, now I feel like I've derailed everything here. I apologize.
No, you're right, baby.
It seems to me like Yadi, last night being another example, when the spotlight is on him, whether it's World Baseball Classic, whether it's you know, whether it's a postseason game, it seems like he knows it and performs up to it. Is last night another example of that after all of the Instagram kerfuffle and you know, knowing that a lot of people are talking about him, like he's become the supposed beef with him and Mike has become a real thing here, and he goes out and plays an incredible game, not only offensively, but catching for Luke and also throwing a guy out.
Yes. Wait, do you want me to...
That's exactly what I was thinking you'd say. Yeah.
No, I agree with you, and it's actually the question I asked Mike last night. I said, I mean, you know, this is a guy who, at, you know, when he plays mad, he plays well. From, you know, I mean, he's one of those guys where you can definitely, I think you and I have talked about it, and I certainly feel it, that you can tell when he's about to take over a game. There's a bounce in life to him. There's an exuberance that kind of, like permeates and then can actually fill the dugout or fill the clubhouse. And that was the question that I asked Paul Wong. And he saw the quote that he said, that he goes, we go. The St. Louis Cardinals is Yadier Molina, is how Paul Wong put it. I asked Mike that same question. And he told me that Yadier Molina always has that look. Always looks like he's about to do something great. So, he was so furious the other day in Arizona when he had a chance to, or against Arizona, excuse me, at Bush, when he had a chance to change that game and did not. He was livid. You could tell that he knew, obviously, there was a lot of stuff on the peripheral. Obviously, there was a trade deadline coming up. All this stuff was going on. And you could tell that he wanted to do something to either change the fortune of the team or send a message. And it just came a few days late, and he eventually did it.
Do you think this is the end of the Matheny-Molina drama, or do you think this is just the newest chapter?
Yeah, you guys are into the end of things, the end of the out sports conversation, the end of the out. I don't think any of this stuff ends until the season ends. I mean, I think the Christian Family Day thing will be a recurring conversation for us. But the Yadier and Molina conversation, I don't think ends until the season does.
Luke Weaver pitched well. You think Luke Weaver pitching that well is the end of people questioning whether he deserves a starting spot?
Yeah. Well, evidently not, because you just did. Well done, Doug.
Yeah, thank you.
That was like a nuanced. There were levels to that.
And we should stop worrying about Rosenthal too, who's suddenly one of the most dominant closers in baseball.
Should probably not have worried about Rosenthal all that much to begin with, but should definitely not now. yes, he is. He's pitching very well. He's the closer that the Cardinals have always wanted him to be this season. They wanted to find a reason to turn to him. They've been looking for him to take over the ninth, and he has by finding more confidence and usage of his off speed stuff. It's been interesting to kind of watch that evolution. But what you have at the end of it is certainly a dominant closer.
There were some concerns earlier this season about using him. You know, they'd rather use him every day than use him, you know, multiple innings. Is that now gone out the window that he's shown he can go out there and get?
Is it the end of him
outs?
As the Andrew Miller?
Yeah.
Is that what you're asking?
I guess I'm asking if it's the beginning, because originally they were saying that he couldn't. He couldn't be a guy who got you multiple innings because they worried about his arm.
Yeah, yeah. No, yesterday was not ideal. That was not their plan, and they wanted to stay away from it. But they had a couple guys that they couldn't go through. O wasn't even at the ballpark. They sent him back to the hotel. So when there was an issue in the eight, they had to do something that they didn't want to. They would like to pick and choose and be a little bit more judicious with the use of Trevor in multi-inning spot.
All right, so we've seen the end of that too. Something else that came to an end.
Totally, right. The end.
And every night they win one, we think, boy, this club's right back in it. And then every night they lose one, we think, they're done now. It's just a yo-yo that's going to go on the whole season, maybe.
It's just the team they are. You know, they got another chance to get back to .500. Very exciting times today. They are 0 for their last five at the beginning of June. So if they can take that step back to .500, then maybe anything is possible.
They're due.
But they haven't.
All right. Well, I guess that's the end of that discussion.
Nice. Derek Gould with us. He's got to go anyway. He's got a day game to cover in Milwaukee. That's Cardinals right. Then head to Cincinnati. Derek, appreciate the time as always, sir. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks, guys.